Let nothing mar your sacrifice, watch as faithfully as did Abraham, lest the ravens or any birds of prey alight upon your sacrifice and offering to God. Every thought of doubt should be so guarded that it will not see the light of day by utterance. Light always flees from words which honor the powers of darkness. God bore long for sake of good Amorites. In the days of Abraham the Lord declared, "The iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full." He would not at that time allow them to be destroyed. In this is revealed the long-sufferance of God. The Amorites were at enmity against his law, they believed not in him as the true and living God, but among them were a few good persons, and for the sake of these few, he forbore long. Centuries afterward, when the Israelites returned from Egypt to the Promised Land, the Amorites were cast out before the children of Israel. They finally suffered calamity because of continued willful disregard of the law of God. Rejection of light led to destruction of Amorites. The Amorites were inhabitants of Canaan, and the Lord had promised the land of Canaan to the Israelites, but a long interval must pass before his people should possess the land. He stated the reason why this interval must pass. He told them that the iniquity of the Amorites was not yet full, and their expulsion and extermination could not be justified until they had filled up the cup of their iniquity. Idolatry and sin marked their course, but the measure of their guilt was not such that they could be devoted to destruction. In his love and pity, God would let light shine upon them in more distinct rays. He would give them opportunity to behold the working of his wondrous power, that there might be no excuse for their course of evil. It is thus that God deals with the nations. Through a certain period of probation, he exercises long-suffering toward nations, cities, and individuals. But when it is evident that they will not come unto him that they might have life, judgments are visited upon them. The time came when judgment was inflicted upon the Amorites, and the time will come when all the transgressors of his law will know that God will by no means clear the guilty.